This is WFAE's Morning Edition. I'm Lisa Worf. Now it's time for our weekly fact check of North Carolina politics. It's up to the U.S. Supreme Court to decide whether the Trump administration can include a question about citizenship on the census. But that's not keeping Congress from debating the question and whether that'll lead to undercounting or more accurate numbers. During Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross's testimony before the House Oversight Committee last month, Representative Mark Meadows, whose district includes far western North Carolina, had this to say.
One of the areas that has come up is that the previous administration under President Barack Obama really was the first time that we didn't ask a citizenship type question.
He went on to emphasize the first time in a century a citizenship question was not included. To sort fact from fiction, Bill McCarthy joins us from Duke University's Reporters Lab. Bill, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So is Meadows right?
Meadows is misleading here. I think it's best to characterize his statement as incomplete. He sort of muddles the facts in a way that could mislead the public. First, he seems to imply that a citizenship question is a routinely asked question on the census and that it's been asked every single decade for just about the past century. And that's misleading because while it is true that citizenship status has been inquired about on most census forms, it's only been asked by way of a long form that's been sent to a sample of the American public since 1950. So it's misleading to suggest that every decade we've been asking a question that is in the same mold as what the Trump administration is proposing.
So how long has the census asked about citizenship then?
The census has been administered every decade since 1790. And in 1790, it did not ask about citizenship. That was a question that first showed up in 1820 and then again in 1830. In 1870, it was asked, but only for males ages 21 and older. And then it appeared again as sort of a general question in 1890. And in every decade since, with the exception of 1960, when for unexplained reasons, it was removed. But 1950 was the last time that the citizenship question was asked of every American household. And even then, it was asked as a follow-up question. So the census workers, when they were knocking on the doors, they would ask where each person in the household was born. And if they were born outside of the U.S., they'd ask, if foreign-born, is he naturalized? That was the language of the question. Like I said, it was removed in 1960. And then in 1970, the Census Bureau started distributing two different types of questionnaires. So there's a short form that they sent to most American households and a long form that they sent to only one in every six households approximately. And only that long form asked about citizenship. So all of a sudden, not every single respondent to the census saw this question. They got the same kind of data, but they did it by way of sampling.
And so that persisted then through 1990, 2000. And then what changed in 2010 under the Obama administration?
In 2010, the Obama administration got rid of the long form, and they opted to use instead just a 10-question short-form questionnaire. And that 10-question short-form questionnaire did not ask about citizenship. But that doesn't mean that the question went away entirely. And that's because in 2005, when the Census Bureau began a yearly American Community Survey, and that was sent to 3.5 million households. And it collected the same sort of demographic and socioeconomic information that had been previously collected by the long form. So it effectively replaced the long form, and it was just sent to a slightly smaller percentage of American households, and it was sent out every single year. And so because that was in place by 2010, the Obama administration only sent the short form and then used the demographic information collected through the American Community Survey to essentially pull together the same sort of information that they would have been collecting with the long form.
So how does Meadows explain his statement then?
So I reached out to Meadows' spokesperson, his communications director, Ben Williamson, who said that the statement was in a larger context talking about the first time that the decennial census was without a citizenship question on either the long or short form. But if you look at the statement in question, it's not that precise. He says 2010 was the first time that we didn't ask a citizen-type question. And that gets the history wrong because the Census Bureau did ask about citizenship that year in 2010. It just asked it through the American Community Survey instead of the long or short form. So if Meadows had been more precise with his quote, we might have a different verdict. But because he he said that 2010 was just the first time we didn't have a citizenship type question at all. That's misleading.
That's Bill McCarthy of Duke University's Reporters Lab. Thanks, Bill.
Yeah, of course.
These fact checks are part of a collaboration between the Reporters Lab, PolitiFact, and the Raleigh News and Observer, and you can hear them every Wednesday on WFAE's Morning Edition.